This is Taking Charge of Your Health, a special series of our regular Health Matters programs. The first episode of our 14-week series is about a method for building habits that create good health, both short-term and long-term.
The series is based on the program A Brain Smart Approach to the Healthiest You, a method developed by Dr. Kelly Traver. The program has been used successfully at the Stanford University Prevention and Research Center, the Google Wellness Center, and dozens of other institutions.
Dr. Traver's approach works. It has been tested, and it has delivered. If you follow the recommendations we summarized from her book, not only will your health improve, you will have firmly established habits that will keep you healthy for a lifetime. And this can happen by the end of our 14-week series if you stick with it.
Maintaining new habits is always the trick. How many times have you struggled to lose a few pounds, actually lost them, and then eventually gained them back? Or get all fired up about starting an exercise routine and then found yourself forgetting all about it a few weeks later?
There's a reason you fall off the track. It's the way your brain works. Really, when you try to make major changes in your life, the brain gets in the way. Which is not to say we don't have highly adaptable brains. We do. As we learn new material and practice new behavior, changes occur both functionally and structurally within the brain. Some areas of the brain, including the memory center, can form new neurons even late in life. So you can, in fact, teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay, so your brain can change. It can build new memory cells to reinforce new habits. But it doesn't do so without putting up a fight. Why? Because the brain is programmed to resist change, especially sudden change. Your brain operates the same way your body does, according to something called homeostasis, which means your brain sustains whatever has become the norm for you.
Whether it's a good norm or not so good. If your norm is to get up at 6 a.m. and run for an hour, that's what your brain wants to do. But if the norm is not to run at all, not to exercise, period, if you can help it, well then, your brain reinforces that pattern.
The logic is this. Too rapid a change is interpreted as stressful by the brain, which is wired to protect you from stress. Brain scans done on patients asked to make a big change show a marked stress response. Scans done when the same patients were asked to make a small change show no stress reaction. The conclusion is simple. The way to build changes in eating and living habits is to do it slowly, step by step.
We're going to provide a quick summary of brain function this week and next, so that you can understand the enormous role your brain plays in making permanent life changes. The brain is an adaptable organ. What's amazing is that the information we feed our brain actually restructures its physiology.
Exercise and mental stimulation promote chemicals that encourage new growth. For example, take a professional pianist or violinist. The region of their brain that corresponds to finger movement occupies a much larger area than the same region as a bodybuilder.
Many experiments demonstrate the brain's adaptability. When researchers seal shut one eye of a rat, the visual cortex of that rat shrinks. It's the old maxim, use it or lose it. In 2008, researchers injected neural stem cells into mice, and the cells adapted to the mice brains and actually reversed memory loss. The fact is, mammal brains are capable of substantial change. At any age, we can learn, grow, and improve our skills for a living, healthier, happier life.
The brain is highly complex. For starters, there is the rational brain where sophisticated thought processing occurs, where problem solving happens. It is also where impulse controls lives. The rational brain promotes delayed gratification. It helps you behave within the mores of society. It's that part of your brain that guides you to do the right thing when other parts of your brain have other ideas.
But the irrational brain does not have absolute power over the emotional brain. In fact, emotions often play a strong role in rational decisions. The reason we cannot rely on our willpower when we want to make a change is precisely because we are not pure creatures of rational thought. Emotions have a lot to do with how we act.
Emotions live in the limbic system of the brain, the seat of the fight or flight response. This is a place where the stress response lives. When you're stressed, this part of the brain receives less blood flow and is therefore less able to engage in higher levels of thinking. The blood has gone from the senses and to the muscles instead. When you're stressed, you have quicker reflexes and heightened senses. What your brain cares about under stress is your ability to fight or to run to safety.
Prolonged stress actually destroys brain cells. So does depression. Fortunately, the brain can recover from these negative impacts. We mention them here because they are factors to be dealt with in any program that aims in improving eating and exercise habits.
The rational and emotional centers of your brain are tightly interconnected. Over the coming weeks, we'll provide strategies for taking control of your moods and modifying your stress levels.
Another note on how the brain works, nerve cells that are stimulated repetitively activates a gene that prompts the production of a special protein that cements the new changes into the brain. In other words, repeat the behavior you want over and over, and eventually it will become cemented in there. The behavior becomes almost automatic, like learning how to swim or to drive.
The brain does a lot of work while you sleep. When there is new information to learn, it consolidates it while you sleep. Studies have consistently shown that people who try to memorize things retain it far better when they sleep on it.
Learning is also facilitated when your blood sugar level remains stable. The brain uses a lot of sugar to function, especially when multitasking. Eating regular meals that sustain an even blood sugar level helps the brain to think and function more efficiently.
And believe it or not, mistakes help learning. The brain actually flashes a signal within a fraction of a second to warn us when we're about to make a mistake we made before with serious consequences. In fact, most people who ultimately succeed in giving up smoking or losing weight or exercising regularly have had many attempts and failures.
Next week, we'll talk about motivation and how social customs, companions, belief systems, and exercise influence our ability to change.
To pick up a packet of the program materials that will be discussed in the Taking Charge series, go to the Kimmert Memorial Library, the Kamau Diabetes Program, the NF Gym Office, the Food Distribution Program, and Humboldt Furniture, downtown Hoopa.
Taking Charge of Your Health is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Jay Renzulli, Florine McCovey, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. A song.